Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making Impact in Jungle, an old-school drum and bass using only stock Ableton Live 12 devices. No third-party plugins, no magic boxes. Just smart layering, contrast, arrangement, and a few very deliberate moves that make a drop feel like it slams open. And I want to be clear right away. Impact is not just loudness. In drum and bass, a moment feels huge because everything around it changes. Maybe the groove gets thinner. Maybe the filter opens. Maybe the bass disappears for a beat. Maybe the reverb suddenly blooms. That contrast is what gives you the punch. So the goal here is to build a system that can give you pre-drop tension, a big drop hit, and those classic jungle-style transition moments using only Ableton stock tools like Simpler, Drum Rack, Auto Filter, Saturator, Drum Bus, Hybrid Reverb, Echo, Utility, EQ8, Redux, Gate, Limiter, and Roar if you've got it in your setup. Let's start with the mindset. For jungle and old-school DNB, your source sound matters a lot. Don't begin with something weak and hope heavy processing saves it. Pick a sound that already has character. That could be the kick, a snare, an amen slice, a vocal stab, a metallic hit, a short sub drop, or even a burst of noise. If you want aggression, go for snare or break material. If you want weight, use kick plus sub. If you want classic jungle drama, think break chop plus reverb tail plus a filtered rise. Now load that sound into Simpler or build a drum rack if you want layering. Simpler is perfect for a one-shot impact. Drag the sample onto a MIDI track, let it load into Simpler, and set the mode to one shot for a hit, or classic if you want more control over the envelope. If there's a click at the front, use a tiny fade, maybe 1 to 5 milliseconds. If the transient feels a bit soft, adjust the start point slightly. And if the sample needs tuning, transpose it into the key of the track. Keep the filter off for the moment unless the sample is too bright and obviously needs taming. If you want more control, use Drum Rack. That lets you layer a kick, a snare, a noise hit, a reverse hit, and a sub drop all from one MIDI note. That's a very good way to build a proper impact system, because you can trigger the whole event as one coordinated moment. Now let's talk about layering, because this is where a lot of the impact comes from. A strong DNB impact usually has three roles happening at once. First, transient. This is the attack, the crack of the snare, the click of a percussion hit, the front edge of the kick, or a chopped break slice. Second, body. This is the weight, a low kick, a tom, a tuned percussion hit, or a short sub layer. Third, air and texture. This is the movement around the hit, noise burst, reversed cymbal, vinyl crackle burst, or a printed reverb tail. A really solid example would be a punchy kick in the 60 to 90 Hz range, an old-school snare with a bit of room, a filtered white noise burst, and maybe a short sine drop an octave down. That gives you attack, body, and atmosphere. Now here's a big teacher note. Don't stack too many full-range sounds. If everything is trying to be huge, nothing feels huge. In fast DNB, clarity is everything. Your impact should feel massive, but it should still leave room for the break and the bass. Let's build a practical stock device impact chain. A good starting chain on an audio or return track would be EQ8, Auto Filter, Drum Bus, Saturator, Hybrid Reverb, Utility, and Limiter. Start with EQ8. Use it to clean the source. If there's useless sub rumble, high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. If there's harshness in the 2 to 5 kHz range, dip that a little. If the hit needs more body, you can gently boost around 80 to 120 Hz. Keep it subtle. Don't over-EQ before the transient is shaped. Then move into auto filter. This is where movement starts to happen. For a build, a low-pass filter works really well. Start the cutoff around 6 to 10 kHz and automated opening as you approach the drop. Add just a touch of resonance if you want a bit more edge. For classic jungle-style tension, you can use bandpass or highpass on a break slice or a noise burst, and sweep it quickly in the last one or two bars. That charging forward feeling is a huge part of the genre. Next is Drum Bus. This is one of the best old-school punch tools in Ableton. A little drive goes a long way. Try drive around 5 to 20%. Use transient carefully depending on the source, and treat boom like seasoning rather than a main ingredient. Too much boom in fast DNB can turn the mix cloudy very quickly. Drum Bus is excellent for adding smack, thickening a hit, and giving it that slightly crushed vintage drum feel. After that, use Saturator. This is your loudness perception trick. Turn on soft clip, add around 2 to 6 dB of drive, and match the output so you're hearing the effect. not just more volume. Saturation makes the hits speak louder in a dense arrangement. It helps the impact cut through breaks and bass without simply turning the fader up. Then comes hybrid reverb, and this is important. Reverb is not just space, it's drama. For old school DNB, keep the decay somewhere around 0.8 to 2.5 seconds. Use a pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds. Low cut it around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut it around 6 to 10 kHz. If you're using it directly on the chain, keep the mix low. In many cases, it's better on a return track. A very classic jungle move is to send the snare or impact to reverb, print that tail to audio, and reverse it into the drop. That instantly creates tension. Now utility. Don't sleep on utility. It's one of the most important devices for impact control. You can automate gain changes, mono the low end before the drop, and widen only the top elements. A really effective move is to pull the track down by 3 to 6 dB just before the drop, then snap it back on the downbeat. That contrast often feels bigger than simply making the drop louder. And remember, in jungle and old school DNB, a brief bass mute before the drop can create more perceived power than any fancy effect. Finish with limiter for safety only. Set the ceiling around minus 0.5 to minus 1 dB and just catch peaks. Don't use the limiter as the main impact generator. It's there to protect the signal, not flatten the life out of it. Now let's make a proper pre-drop tension rack. This is where the genre really starts to show its personality. A good transition might include a filtered break slice, a reverse cymbal or reverse snare, a noise burst, a short snare fill, and a delay or reverb throw. Think in the last two bars before the drop. Two bars before the filtered break starts, maybe low pass down around 2 to 4 kHz, with the reverb wetness rising a little. One bar before the drop, bring in a snare roll or chopped break fill, open the filter, and reduce the drum bus or bass by a couple of dB for contrast. Then in the final half bar, hit the reverse element, create a short silence or drum dropout, and let the impact land right on the downbeat. That near silence is often the thing that makes the drop feel enormous. And here's the big automation lesson. Automation is the real secret weapon. Not just effects, automation. Move the auto filter cutoff. Move the reverb send amount. Move utility gain. Push saturator drive a little in the last bar. Automate echo feedback. Automate dry slash wet on return tracks. You can open a low pass over 4 or 8 bars, increase saturation slightly in the final bar, send only the last snare to reverb, or cut the bass for a quarter beat before the drop. That tiny empty space can make the groove feel like it's inhaling before it explodes. Ableton Echo is perfect for transition energy too. Put it on a return, sync the delay to an eighth, quarter, or dot eighth. Heap feedback somewhere around 10 to 35%. Darken the repeats with the filter, and add only a little modulation if needed. Then send a snare hit, a vocal stab, or a final break chop and automate the send so the echo blooms right before the drop. That creates a beautiful space opens up moment. Let's talk low end, because if the low end is sloppy, the whole impact falls apart. For kick and sub layers, use utility to mono the sub below roughly 120 Hz. Use EQA to remove overlapping low mids. Keep sub hits short for impact moments. And if the impact uses kick and sub together, sidechain the bass lightly so the kick can speak. The jungle rule is simple. The low end should punch through the break, not smear across it. One of the best things you can do in Ableton is resample your impact. Once you like a sound, print it to audio. That gives you tighter timing, easier editing, cleaner arrangement, and better control over reverse hits and chops. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, record the processed impact or transition, then consolidate the best bits. Reverse it, crop it, warp it if needed. This is especially useful for pre-hits, drop impacts, break fills, and tension swells with printed reverb. Now arrange it like a drum and bass record, because impact works best when it's earned. A simple structure might be 8 bars of intro groove, 8 bars of development, 4 bars of build, 1 bar of tension peak, then the drop hit. In jungle and old school DNB, break edits before the drop are a classic move. Drop the bass for a beat. Use a vocal stab or amen stutter as the final warning. Let the kick and snare pattern create momentum, not just the effects. Always think in contrasts, dense and sparse, dry and wet, full spectrum and filtered, break driven and sub only. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, too much low end in the impact stack. If every layer has bass, the drop gets cloudy. Second, overusing reverb. Long reverb can kill punch. Third, no pre-drop silence. If everything is loud all the time, nothing feels special. Fourth, making the transition too busy. More movement is not always more impact. Fifth, not printing and editing. A lot of the magic comes after resampling. And sixth, relying on limiting. Limiter is not a substitute for arrangement and transient control. Also, always keep mono compatibility in mind. Something can sound enormous in stereo and then fall apart in mono if the low end is messy. If you want a darker or heavier DNB vibe, here are a few pro moves. Try a parallel dirt lane. Duplicate the impact bus, then process the duplicate aggressively with Redux, Saturator, Drum Bus, and EQ8, and blend it quietly under the clean version. That gives attitude without destroying the transient. You can also split the impact into frequency rolls, a low lane for kick and sub, mono and short, a mid lane for snare crack or break chop, and a high lane for noise, cymbal, or reverse texture. Process each lane differently for more control. Another nice move is sidechaining the reverb or echo return to the dry drum hit so the wet tail ducks out of the way and blooms after the transient. That keeps the punch intact while still sounding huge. And try push-pull automation, where one thing opens while another closes. Filter opens while reverb size drops, saturation rises while dry level falls slightly, or delay feedback rises while the low end is cut. That motion feels more alive than a single sweep.